wenn eile schmeut in Israel, ze eile vov moises. This Pasemis explains because Avada, our Sefer Shmois, is a vov moises on Sefer Bereishis. Sefer Bereishis is not a Matorah kishal atmoi. The Matorah of Bria Sa'olam is Avada, Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael, Shnikra Bereishis, and Bishvil Atoira, Shnikra Bereishis, and Sefer Shmois, with Matan Torah, Mitzvah Mitzrayim, that's Avada the Oisfir. So it's vov moises. Ve eile shmois b'nei Yisrael. It's moises on Sefer Bereishis. There's another pshat, that the vav is Miramizon, that Shechin is also going into the Golus. We know that the Pesukim are saying that Yaakov and the Shivim Nofesh are going into Golus, but the vav is Mesamel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also goes into Golus. The Kli Yochar says, it says in the end of the Pasuk, Ish Uvei Soi Bo'u, Dr. Kli Yochar, Ish Zu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Ish Melchama. Uvei Soi means Beis Dinoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mafiach Bem, it said after they're going to go out of Mitzrayim, the Gamet Hagoya said, "Yodin Onoichi that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to be down the Mitzrim." So Ish Ubeisoi say Ish Milchama Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ubeisoi. They're also going into Golus. Shchinto Begalusa. That's the Vav Moisef. That the Shchin is also going into the Golus. State Elish Moish Bnei Yisrael Haboyim Mitzroima. The same Yishmuel Zvikzoyt over here in their hair Haboyim Mitzroima. The reason the Yidden were Nitzal the whole time from Mitzrayim, of how do we know? Shalashinu Lehusham Lashoinam. All these things is it was Haboyim Mitzrayim. They were margish that they just came to Mitzrayim. They didn't get used to the Golus. You have a Mola Mensch, Rahman al-Islam, he gets used to the Golus. A Shpir Chayin is the chalik from what's going on in the Golus. No, a person has to realize that under a Golus, Abadurim, Begin Golus Mitzrayim, which Be'emet Al Golus we spoke, is only a hemshir of the fact that Golus Mitzrayim had to be stopped early. The Yidden had to go out early, so that's why we have to have the Hemshech of the Golus. The Yisoid of Hatzolim Golus is Haboyim Mitzrayim. It's a feel that you just got here. To feel that the Shpir Zech as the Arai de Kemasis, we're in Golus. It's not the we're not holding by the Shlemis of where it's supposed to be. In Parshas Vayigash, the Torah already says Ve'eile Shmois B'nei Yisrael Haboyim Mitzrayim. And over there it says, Ve'eile Shmois B'nei Yisrael Haboyim Mitzrayim Yaakov Uvonov. And again, they have our pasuk, Ve'eile Shmois B'nei Yisrael Haboyim Mitzrayim. I heard once a pshat that there's a chilik between Sefer Bereishis and Sefer Shmois. Sefer Bereishis is be'ikar the story of the Ovois and the Maisa of Simon Labonov. And that's why B'diktat Rav, the pasuk over there is that Ve'eile Shmois B'nei Yisrael Yaakov Uvonov. Because it's the story taka of Yaakov Uvonov. Parsha Shemoyt is already the Sefer of Klal Yisrael going into Mitzrayim and coming out and Matan Torah. So it's Eile Shemoyt B'nei Yisrael and also Yaakov. Megam Yaakov. In the Yigash is being managed by Iker Yaakov and then Uvanov. So someone told me a pshat, Shein Adher, it says of him, Ayomat Yosef, V'chol Echov. The Emes says Yosef already died in the end of Sefer Bereishis. Mamet, by the end of Ayichiv, Ayomat Yosef. The last pasuk in Vayichi is Vayomas Yosef. And here in the beginning of Shmois is Nochemo Vayomas Yosef. Tzveimo Vayomas Yosef. Shad is, we spoke about this the other week, Yosef, on a certain bechina, has a din of Av. Because he's the father of Ephraim and Menashe. And that's what the pasuk says in the end of Vayichi, in the Brachis, Nisham Roya Evan Yisrael. Evan is Av Ben. Evan is Av Ben. Yosef is also an Av and also a Ben. After giving the bechina that he's the bechina of Av, yeah, Ephraim and Menashe are his sons. He's the Av of Shvatim. About the income of the Shloisha, first as Av bechina. So this Vayomas Yosef is the end of Vayichi. Tom Benishman, the story of the Ovis, also has in it a Vayomas Yosef. About the Yosef is also a bet. Vayomas Yosef, a chol echo, a chol adarahu. That's why it's Mudish Tzveimot. One mitzad is in Av, one mitzad is in Bet. Now it's interesting, the first pasuk here, the Rosh Tevis, brought down in a few places, the Balaturim brings them, but first we'll see how the Levush said, what's the Rosh Tevis? Ve'eile Shmois. He says, Ve'eile Shmois is Rosh Tevis. V'chayiv Odom Likrois HaParsha Shnayim Mikro Ve'echo Tarv. V'chayiv Odom Likrois HaParsha Shnayim Mikro Ve'echo Tarv. The Torah says it a little differently. He has a longer Rosh Tevis. It's on the Pasuk Ve'eile Shmois B'nei Yisrael, he continues the words, the Odom Asher Loimet HaSedra. Now you make a targim. Bekoil noim yoshir, b'nei. Bekoil noim yoshir. Yichye Shonim Rabbis Aruchim La'olam. So he feels like the Rosh Hashanah on Bnei Yisrael. There's a diyek that the Labush says v'chayiv Adam likros haparsha shnayim metav v'chatagim. The Tor, the Bava Torim doesn't say v'chayiv. He says v'adam v'shalayim in haparsha will have a rechaz yom. The diktuk rav, the Tor, the Shulchan Aruch, they don't bring chayiv Adam. It's even reish pebei when it's brought down this din of shnayim mikra. He brings tzorach lizor to be heard the parsha. It doesn't say lashon of v'chayiv. And Raman Tak says v'chayiv. The Labush, according to the Labush's Rosh Hashanah, v'chayiv Adam loymer. But the Baal HaTurim, l'shitotoy, in Tor, is Zohar, it's not the Chayat, and he has an under Rosh Hashanah. I heard over a sock from Rav Chaim Kanievsky that if a person has a suffix where he's holding in Shnai Mikra, and he said on its suffix they write to Lachumma. It's not, but they write. So he said they write. So it hasn't been a suffix they write to Lachumma. Now there's an interesting vehicle. Why did the Lavush and the Balaturim Zichar, the Lavush you have to check that, if I'm right. Oh, but the Balaturim for sure, why did they bring this Rosh Hashanah over here? You have the same Rosh Hashanah in Parshas Vayigash already. You could have said, in the Pasuk in Vayigash, Ve'elish Mois B'nei Yisrael, Abom Mitzrayim, Yadav Avonah, we could have made a Rosh Hashanah. Chai Avonah, Moimar HaParsha. Again, so the Levush has to be Voidek in the new print, which is the according to that, and the Balaturim is over here for not. If you're talking, if Shad is an Ifshir by a Naya Sefer, that's a Zman, it's Chas, it's Nisn Mitten Vayigash. By Anfang, Sefer Shmois, and the Emes at the Shiloh, if a person fell behind, how in Parshas Tola is certain, is there a kedima to do first the Vachadika Parsha, Shalom, the person, and then be Mashlim, but then if she likes the Sidron, or you keep on trying to catch up? They're always the ones that are always trying to catch up. I'm not sure what the Shalom of the person we're not going to paskin, but the Shalom of the Biak, the Biak of Elish Moish, like, Anaya, safer, start from here, you'll finish all your spirit from Parshas Tola, and under it's like, the Elish Moish, Parsha, safer, Shmoish, Anaya, Asko. In Rashbam states, the Choyl Adoy Rahu means the Shivim Nefesh. The entire Shivim Nefesh that were Yerdul in the Mitzrayim, they all were Nefesh. The Sforna also says, all the Shivim Nefesh. And only then did the Iker Koshi Ashibut start. So I saw Rabbi Shmuel Lev Diskin, Maril Diskin asks that he has Makairis that some of the people that were in the Shivim Nefesh were alive all the way towards the end of Yetzias Mitzrayim, or maybe even with the by Yetzias Mitzrayim, but certainly not that before the Kodesh Yashivah, you can say the Choyl Adoyro. So now this one asks from five of them, from Seraph, Yecheved, Ephraim, he brings Midrashim, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in the time of the Krah, Murdoch, he brings Makaris, he has about 30 of them, of the Shivan Nefesh, the Sforna, the Rashbam is saying, the Choyl Adoyro, who means the Shivan Nefesh, he has Makairis on a lot of them. First, he has a Yalkut in Parshas Baloifa that it gives the name of all the Shivim Zakanim. 14 of the Shivim Zakanim are from the original Shivim Nefesh. These are the Shivim Zakanim which are Tithias Mitzrayim. They're already in 14 Kashim. He has another one from Chetroin ben Peret, because Chetroin ben Peret is one of the Shivim Nefesh. And Kolev ben Yifuna, the Rishalmi, is Kolev ben Chetroin. And Kolev is 40 years old. Bashas, when he's the Meragel, as I before, so I Bazoi. Yifune, who's also Chetroin, is Zichur alive up to 40 years before Yitzias Mitzrayim. Certainly not. The Kaish Yashivit was longer than that. And he has Keseder, he's bringing Makairis, that at the Shverka on the Rashbam, what it means that the Choyl Adar who means the entire Shivan Nefesh. Now, it says in the Chazal, Vayom at Yoyt v'choyl Echa v'choyl Adar Ruhu, and then the Kaish Yashivit starts. So the Mefarsh of Ath, I think, is if the Chachomim already fell under it. In the last week's parasha of Ayichi Yaakov, Rashi says, why is it a parasha stuma? Because kivon shenistar Yaakov avinu, nistamu einayim v'libam shal Yisroel, mitzorat hashibud, shehizcha l'shavdom. When Yaakov avinu was nifter, it was already the hascholas hashibud, it's already a matzav of nistamu einayim v'libam shal Yisroel. Correct to the shayla, it's before here that until the choyl hador ahu, until the entire dor was nifter, akon v'shvotim, and the doyer, only then did the Kodesh Yashivit start. Vishtim the Zohar's Mashma after Psirat Yankiv, only 17 years after they originally went down to Mitzrayim. Vayichi Yaakov, Beretz Mitzrayim, Shvat HaShana, already is the Kodesh Yashivit. Vishtim Tos. Is in Tzitzit Chacham states that as soon as Yaakov was Nifter, it started. And as you know, Chazal say that when it started, Parai, the way he got the Yidden to start getting involved in the Shivit, first he came with Gutten. He put a Levena on his Savar, and he carried a Levena, and he said, look, I'm working hard also. And he made it a whole dramatic thing that you, for the nation, we're going to make, we have to build, and with goods, and he's going to pay them and everything. the real Koshi Yeshiva started, Taka only after Vayomath Yosef, Vachoylech, and Vachoylech. But Paro's plan already started. I'm making eyes looking at their hair over here. Sadah, and Yonah the Yoma. Sadah under of us coming. And they say, we're going to have to help. The island is distant land over Kesef Menolon. We have to help with Parnosa. And we have to bring all the Charedim with Vahashem into the work field. Leishtalev, I have to say, in the Chmeshav Yitzim Atagim, Leishtalev, Beshuk HaAvodah, to get them arayin in the real world. And boys say, that's what it means by Yechi Yaakov. We're saying that the Ikur Koshi Yeshiva, when he started shmeising them, was only after the Shvatim was Nifter. So what happened after Yaakov was Nifter? Pari came with goodness. He was going to give you, forget, in the beginning when Pari came, he was paying salary. Okay, he was giving them jobs. Nistamu way neyem belibom shall Yisroel. Avdem shtei nistamu way neyem belibom. Parakum mitzayna chesboynes lishtalev medavnayin tazamen al to become part of the chevra hamitzrit. The chevra. This is dervas vashtei. Later came a taka words from them from lochem. Yes, what you think they have in mind? Lishtalev b'shuk avodah. They what they really want is paris chesbin. And that happened later, Taka, after the next door was avek, comes that shvet of the gedor, then it's mamish, avoid this parach, that's what they really was looking the whole time. Now I think, I started off! We're going to bring tzamin, Mrs. Kumin. Uvinei Yisroel, paru vayishlitzu vayirbu vayasmu v'moid ma'oid. Vatimoli orat loisam. Rashi says, they were noilat shisha v'keres echad. Pastas, it's from the sixth word. Paru vayishlitzu vayirbu vayasmu v'moid ma'oid. The sixth word is shisha v'keres echad. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, it says later in the pasuk, "Re'isem al ha'ovnoyim." So he reads the word ha'ovnoyim is hey aleph bunim. Hey aleph is six. Hey aleph is five and one is six. Bunim ha'ovnoyim is hey aleph bunim, six bunim. To stand that the Rabbi Kiva Eger in Gilyan Hashas and Brochas of Samach Gimel over there, the Gemara says, over there the Gemara is talking about, it's not talking about Mitzrayim, but it's talking about in Tanakh about Ishtoi Shal Oyven Edoy, that he had, the Gemara makes the cheshbon that he had 62 children, it's a whole cheshbon, but the cheshbon the Gemara makes is because by them it was Noilat Shisha Bekeres Echot, and based on how many wives he had, a whole cheshbon it comes that he had 62 children. But over there it says Oishvik Shisha Bekeres Echot. Here we have it, Lagabi Mitzrayim. Rabbi Kivegin on Gilyan Hashas, and Ulai, this is his Kavonot, he brings the Tzedel of Derech that says in Pasha Shmoy, Kivegin brings, that why Shisha Bekeres Echot? He says because in the Isha, in the Mokam of the Leidot, is Shiva Chadorim, and the Sholish Miyamin are when you have voice, the Sholish Mismoil is when you have Nekevot, and the middle one is when it comes at Tumta Vajroginus. And Tumta Vajroginus is already not, is a Klola, is not exactly, and that's why it came at Takashisha, because that's when there are Shiva Chadorim, and that's what came at Shisha. Ulai, Rabbi Kivegin just brings the Esther Memra. Ulai, Rabbi Kivegin to ask that, let's see this Seid Loderach, it's Mashma that Shisha Bekeres Echad would be three sons and three daughters. They had daughters also, right? Aber. Mashma, Rabbi Kivegin is taking out the Seid Loderach, the Taka, with Sholish Mimin, Sholish Mismal, the Cheder and Soy, Tumta Madrega, it doesn't count. And it was Taka, three boys and three girls. Made Rabbi Kivegin Fregin, over by Oyvid Edim, the Gemara makes the Cheshman that he had 62 sons. And I'm asking also from the Reina Bechaya, hey, Aleph Bonin. Now, Avadim, I'm not sure what it means, Taka. It was Taka, six boys, and then a separate time they had six girls. It was a Shidduch crisis. What? Rabbi Kivegin doesn't say that in Kasha, but he's Mitzayin on Yenin Gemara. Within the Gemara, Zichah talking about Bonim. Over there, Rabbi Kivegin brings like this Seidel of Derech that says that Shalish Mim and Shalish Mismo. Havon is Chak Moloi. Pari has to be Miyayit. The Gemara says in Soita Daf Yidalis. Shloi Shehoyu Bo'oisei Eitza. Bilom, Ioiv, and Yisroi. Bilom is the one that gave the Eitza. Bilom Sheyoat, he's the one that gave the Eitza. He was Nera. Ioiv Sheshotak, he had kept quiet, he was Nidin B'Yisurim. Yisroi was Boirea, he didn't want him, and he ran away. Yisroi Shebarav Zachum Ibn Ebonim Sheyoshva Bolishkas Agod. Just that, Ioiv also kept quiet. But keeping quiet is not the way he's supposed to do. And Avdem comes to Yisurim. Because by Yisurim, a person screams. And that's what Ioiv should have done. He should have made a macho. He should have screamed. The Gishrei that he should have done, that was the Yisurim. Bilam gave the eight, the Bilam is Nera. Tells Rashi, Be'emet is a sphere in Gemara, Takam Machlekes and Chazal, because if Bilam was Miyayit, that means Bilam is quite old. When he meets Klal Yisroel a few hundred years down the road, when they're in the Midbar, that means Bilam is quite old. Now, Loini Boy, if Lovan is Bilam, then we're making him even older. There are Makaris that Lovan is Bilam, but there are other Makaris that Lovan is the father or the grandfather of Bilam. You know, Lovan is Ba'or, Bilam ben Ba'or, or Lovan is the father of Ba'or. There's spirits in different Midrashim and in Zoyar and in Chagim Yonis, there's a big tumult. So Lovan is Bilam, to Lovan is Ba'or, to Lovan is the Tatas and Ba'or. If Lovan is Bilam, then Zichr, we have a Arichas Yamin in the El Tzei, the Lovan. But if, even if it's not Lovan being Bilam, over Chosh, if Bilam was by this Esau of Havan of Chakmalai, that's already a Gemara here in Saita, so Bilam is quite old if he meets us later on. That's a Vada Pasuk. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Kuvav says Andish, the Gemara Darshan the Pasuk of Anshe Domim Mirma La Yechet Su Yemeim, the Gemara Darshan did on Bilam that Bilam only lived 33 or 34 years. La Yechet Su Yemeim, less than 35. 33 or 34, the Gemara said. So Rashi Takash told that the Spirit in Midrashim about Bilam. Vayimolu es chayeyem ba'avoy de kosha. The shrub, the tiny hamikra, on the word vayimolu es chayeyem is kadma ba'azlo. So they say from the goyim, kadma ba'azlo. Why did the Yidden go out early? Kadma ba'azlo. Why did they go out early? They were supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael for Arvim Eishon. Why was it kadma ba'azlo? Why did they go out early? Because of Ayamoru as Chayeim. The Koishi Yashiv had made up for it. They say they were talking supposed to be for 400 years, but they worked so hard that Ayamoru as Chayeim was mashlin the years. And Kadmo Ba'azla, the words Kadmo Ba'azla is Gematria 190. Because the Emes, the Yidden, was supposed to be for 400 years, and instead they were only for 210. That's Kadmo Ba'azla. They went out early, how much years? The Gematria of Kadmo Ba'azla is 190. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Es HaKeitz. Keitz is 190. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Machashev the Keitz. And let them go out HaKeitz 190 years earlier. There's a difference from Briskarov that the Emes is a Stira. There's another Chazal that really said Hashem was Mafia, so you're not going to be in the Tzayim for 400 years. And it says that's Neskayim because it starts from already from Leidat Yitzchok, and that's how you keep the Cheshvan 400 years. So the Briskarov says like this. He says the Emes, the Eberster was Mafia, that it's going to be 400 years. Ba'avodim ve'inu oisam be'eretz loy lohem. So he says be'eretz loy lohem starts from Leidat Yitzchak. Because otherwise, if you're going to start from when they went down to Mitzrayim, you know, be'eretz loy lohem is only 210. Teretz is be'eretz loy lohem starts from 400 years. Ba'avodim ve'inu oisam. There was no inu oisam in the times of Yitzchak. It has to be 400 years. That va'yimoros chayeim. The inu oisam, there was an extra inu of va'yimoros chayeim. It can get canceled out. How does it work out that the two cheshbonos are exactly alike? That look the prescribe is the Gavali, the Chochmat HaBoyrei of Chishev Esakeh. Kodesh Baruch Hu worked out the Miyuchad exactly that the Darga of the Vayimara Tzayayim, punkt, that it should be enough that it's considered a Hashlam of the 400 years, punkt come out, and mamash to the right minute of the Yitzias Mitzrayim, also with the cheshbon of 400 years of Eretz Loy Lahem, and also the Vavon of the Inuit. That's Chishev Esakeh, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mechashev, that the two, when it's Damnu, to be at the same time. Right, the third base. Vayelech ishmi beis Levi, Amram, vayikach es bas Levi. Amram, noto doidosa. Yecheved is his aunt. Now, Vada, the Ramban and Parshas told us, we already spoke it out, that how is it that Amram married doidosa, he's also to marry doidosa, and the Ramban, and the Ovis kept all Torah, Vada means the Ovis and Boa Machreyan. So the Ramban and Parshas told us, we said other Tzvotzim already, that in Chutzlars they didn't keep the Torah, so that's why Amram was not doidosa. We spoke out the Nefesh HaChayim, when we spoke about this by Yaakov Nosa Beit HaChoyoy, the Ramban is coming over there also, that it's a cheshbon for Klal Yisroel. Yaakov Avinu had cheshbonus, Amram had cheshbonus. Before Matan Torah, we could have a cheshbonus. Cheshbonus of Pisoi, that Azoi Davzayin HaKlal Yisroel, Azoi Davzayin HaMoshe Rabbeinu, Amram Nosa Beit HaChoyoy. Now there's another kasha that the Ramban doesn't spell on, the Ramban was asking that L'Choyer, the Ovis, and all the Bnei Yisrael before Matan Torah kept the Torah. How is Amram Nosei Doidosa? Obviously, the Nocha Kasha. Doidosa is also even by Ben Noach. Ben Noach is also also in a Chayis. So the Gemara asks it, and the Gemara explains that Yocheved, yes, Yocheved was a vada, an aunt, because she was the sister of Gershon Kehatan Merari. But she's from a different mother. We know that Yocheved's mother's name was Oysa. The pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. Asher Yolda Oysa, the lady of Mitzrayim. The Taskenim over there in Parshas Pinchas says Oysa was her name. Asher Yolda Oysa, the lady of Mitzrayim. She was not the mother of the Sholish B'nai lady. It was taka from a different mother. And Al Sedinim of Benoyach, only if it's Min Avraham name. Al Benoyach it wasn't. Nor it's Nishar, the problem of Kaim Kala Terakula. On that, Dr. Ramban, it was in Kutlar, Dr. So Amram was Parash Meishtoin, then he was Chazal Meishtoin, and then Moshe Rabbeinu is born. Vateira Oisoi Kitoivu. Vateira Oisoi Kitoivu. Then he was Noilad Mol. The Gemara darshens that he was Noilad Mol. Where do you see that he was Noilad Mol? Vateira Kitoivu. Rashi brings a different shot. Kitoivu, shenesmalei habayis kulei oira. Over the Gemara darshens in Soita, he was noilad mohol. So the Marsha says, partially because orla is from the tzad hara. So if he was noilad kitoivu, it means it was without the orla. Kitoiv. There's another shot from the Goyim. Mila is an ois. We know Shabbos is an ois, and Mila is an ois. And it's vateira oisoi kitoivu. She saw that his oif, his mila, was toiv, was already mesukin. Oisoi, his oif, the oif of mila, was already toiv, it was already mesukin. Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin says another shot, it was very good that he was noilad mohol, because had he not been noilad mohol, then 8 days after he was born, there would have been a bris, and everything would be a big, I was going to go to Asik then, and the Mitzrayim would have found out. The fact that he was noilad mohol allowed them, for at least 3 months, to hide him, and only afterwards. So then afterwards it was his bar. So it was good that he was born, that his mother was born. It was a good desire that he was able to be hidden. I saw once a pshat, what does it mean, v'layochloid hatsfinoi? Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. 3 months later is Zayin Sivan. It says already when he was born, Mismali Habayis Kulei Oira. Obravada on Zayin Sivan, the day of Kabbalah Satoira, Machayach, the Oir, that was already Lo Yochlo Oir Hatsine. That's, he wasn't able to hide anymore. That Oir, the Oir that was Boyik from Moshe Rabbeinu on Zayin Sivan, that's Lo Yochlo Oir Hatsine. That's Kemashenish help. That's a light that went out, then she couldn't hide it anymore. So Bithya Bat Pari takes them, and now they're looking for a Meneket. So Miriam says, I'll bring you an Isha Meneket min ha'ivriyot. The Krashi. Shehichzirosei al mitriyot harbe. First she tried to give him to drink from all the different mitriyot. V'loi yonak l'fisho yosid l'dabre mashchina. The Gemara says, Pesha, also the Dabra Mashchina is going to be Yonik from a Goy. There's a halacha in Yeridaya, in Simon Pei Alice, the Ramah brings down, that Chol of Mitzvah is Kachol of Yisraelis. You can give a baby also from a Goy. Now we call Mokoyim La Yaniko Tinek Ben HaMitzvah if it's Efter from Yisraelis, because it's Matantim Delays, and it's Moilu the Tevara, it's not Kedai. It's not Mumlas to give a baby from a Goy. Zok the Bir Agro, af an Orth and Yerudeya, what's the Makar that you shouldn't give from a Goita? Pesha, Osset, Ladabra, Mashchina, Yinoik, Dabra Tome. The Makar for this halacha is because we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, Pesha, Osset, Ladabra, Mashchina. Fresh the Hashai, Lepunk Fakeret. State of the Mutter, Moshe Rabbeinu is under a story. Moshe Rabbeinu, Pesha, Osset, Ladabra, Mashchina. Oh, that's the Makar that's the din. Punk Fakeret, it's the din that's not the din. There's a paper from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and he says, that every Jewish child, you don't know how what's going to come out of him. The attitude has to be, by Nikavis also. Pesha also the Davra Mashchina to Geben. The Voyra Hanavi Yoichet to Geben. Pesha also the Davra Mashchina. He says, Hagufa, that's not the Makar. But I saw the Maratchiyas over there in the Gemara in Saita, he says, Punk Faker. He goes the other way. He brings the halacha that it says that every Jewish child should not be given to drink from a goy. So he says, why does the Gemara over here have to come on to Pesha Aslo Dabra Mashkina? But the Punk Faker, it was before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, there was talking no reason. So on Moshe Rabbeinu, but something you needed, Pesha Aslo Dabra Mashkina. However, Acher Amaisa, after Matan Torah, then Avadish, Bakin Fraga, you shouldn't give. Now the Ramah with it continues in Yeridaya, in Siman Pei Aleph. The Ramah continues. V'chein, the Meinekef should not eat, afilu she's the Yisraelis, she shouldn't eat Macholos Asuris. What is that? They say, first he says, make sure it's better to have a Meinekef at the Yisraelis. But besides that, the Meinekef, even if she's the Yisraelis, shouldn't eat Dvorim Asurim. Because if she eats Dvorim Asurim, then it's going to go out onto the child. What is it? If she's the Yisraelis, Abadi, she's not allowed to eat Macholos Asuris. What does it mean? So the first mamish grapple with it. If it means that let's say she's a choyla and for whatever reason else the court left, she has to eat macholas asuras, still she shouldn't see the child. But the Torah Tamima wants to say that it's touching a mistake in the girsa. The lashon is v'chein le'toycha hameinekes afilu yisraelis dvar masurim. He says punk it's afilu kusis. It's the other way around. The Ramah first says that it's better not to use a goita, better to use a goita. And even if using a goita, the goita shouldn't eat macholos asuras. Second goita chich. And even if the other person is using a meinekes, a kusis, it should be a ktaita, she should only eat taka kusher zachim. That's a taka chich. But if it changes the girsa you have the story where Rabbeinu comes to the sneh, and the Eberster tells him, Shalom alecha me'al raglecha. Yeduah, the Chaim Volozhin in Ruach Chaim and Ovis, he says that the goof of a person is like a now to the neshama. A neshama be'emes is a davar ruchni, that's roishim megiyah shamayim. A person's goof is only mechase, the bottommost part of the neshama, it's like a now. And what the Eberster was telling Moshe Rabbeinu now when he's coming to the snare, and the Chaim Volozhin explains that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to the snare, that was the first time that it was nisgala to him, the madregas nevuah of aspaklari amihira. The chiddush, he learns that Moshe Rabbeinu had the darga of aspaklari amihira already over here by the sneh. There are others that learn that it only happened by Mount Torah. So the gansa vikuach and them nishvayeh, no brach upon him, he learned that by the sneh already was Moshe Rabbeinu's darga nevuah, and the Eberster was telling him, shalno alecha me'al raglecha, be mispashit in gansin from your gashmi. Moshe Rabbeinu was onov mikol adam, and that's why he was the Novi Hachi Godul Mikol Adam. He was in Gansan, the Spashin from his Gashmir. The Rambam Mevar, Barichus, and Shmoyne Prokha. And upon him, that's the title here. Shalom Alecha! Separate yourself from your now, from your goof. Be in Gansan, Shayach only to your Neshama. And that's why he says, it says, Moshe, Moshe, it's without a psik. By the Akedah, when the Eberster comes and says, Avram, Avram, it says Avram, Avram, but there's a hefsek. Because Mechovitz, there was a hafsok of guf, of a givitza madrega. But if Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Moshe, Moshe, there's no hafsok. He's in Gansin, Mechovitz, his ruchnius, he was shalom alech, he was totally mispashed from his knowledge. Now, Vavit, this is the choshev of Limud for us to realize, just to realize that it's an idea that the neshama of a person is the ikkar. A person thinks that it's not that you have a neshama, you are your neshama. Your guf is a now. And oy vavoy, to a person that spends 70, 80, 90 years, this 100 funtik, oy puts in his shoe. It's a muscle, the Gemara brings this muscle of a person that's walking around with tattered clothes, and everything is tzeritzin and tshmetzin, and he's wearing $500 shoes. It's kuk toy tachucha v'tluva, gamra arteloi, v'sayim, v'sona. A person has to realize that he's making kaitis, nishnor in the now, the goof, naroichas nakin zayin shama. That's shalom olecha me'al raglecha. The Eberster is misgalten by the snare, and he tells him, Anoichi Elikei Avicha. So I saw a pshat like this. But Emes, the Medrash brings that when Moshe Rabbeinu first heard his name being called, he thought it's his father calling him. He thought that he heard it sounded like his father's voice. So he thought his father was calling him. But then the Eberster came to tell him, Anoichi Elikei Avicha. And we know that the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never said, his name on someone that's alive. Like it says, Elikei Avram u'pachad Yitzchok. Not Elikei Yitzchok, because that was when he was still alive. The Eibusher is not putting his name on, even the Eibusher Lein, when he says it doesn't put his name on someone that's still alive. And over here, the Eibusher told him, Anoichi Elikei Avicha, he understood that it's being Ramah to him, it's not Amram talking to him, because Amram is already, was Nifter. And that's even if Shat, because Avada Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kliyakas speaks to that, Moshe Rabbeinu, Barichas, he didn't want to accept the Shlichas before his brother Aaron. He felt he's an older brother. Certainly he wouldn't have been Makabal the Shlichas before his father Amram. Amram was the Godel Hador, first in Chazal. Amram was the Godel Hador, and Avadi wouldn't have been Makabal the Shlichas before his father either. There was a whole mass of Latin about his older brother, certainly from his father, Amram. Now the Abraham was telling him, hinting at him, Elikei Avicha, that your father is already not with us. And that's why he was Shalom Alecha with Avelus, because he was Shmur Achaika. But he was hearing now, Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't been home for 80 years. If you know the Cheshbon, he was Melech and Kush. A lot of things happen in between when he finally gets called back. He writes this Kuf of Yarn over here. And the Shalom Alecha was Avelus. But the right that was because Elikei Avicha. Interesting, I saw Marsha in Avodah Zarah. There's a famous Gemara there about Rav Meir Bal Hanes, that he wanted to save a person from. He was trying to save a person from Beit HaSoyar, and the person, and after he was and the person was worried about, if I'm going to save this person from the Beit HaSoyar, how am I going to the Romans are going to come? So he says, just say Elakad the Meir Aneni, and everything's going to be good. The famous Gemara, just say Elakad the Meir Aneni, and everything will be alright. Shrestha Marsha, how could he say Elakad the Meir Aneni? He's alive. We say even Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say. It says Elikei Avram Pachad Yitzchak. Over here it says Elikei Avichat, only because Amram was already nifted. How could he say Elakad the Meir Aneni? Zokta Marsha. Elakad the mayor, it was a play on his name. He didn't really mean himself. He meant Elakad, the Eberson, who's mayor, ain't a kol oila. Or he says, it was recently after the next Hanukkah then, so it was Elakad, the mayor, the Eberson that was mayor, the next Hanukkah. So it didn't mean his name, it was a play on words. When he told the person to say Elakad the mayor, he didn't mean himself. No one is able to put Akadosh Baruch Hu's name. Eberson Lane doesn't put his name on someone who's alive. Elakad the mayor, Aneini, means the Eberson who's mayor, ain't a kol oila. Now, ain't a kol oila. So it's Mitzvah Lafarsh, and this mashal, because when everyone says Elakad the Meir Aneini, now there's already other kupas. But there was a mole, Rav Meir Bal Hanes, doesn't mean the kupas, and not Elakad the Meir Aneini. You should know the mashal, if you have in mind, it doesn't mean Rav Meir, it means either Meir Aneini Kala Oilam, or it means the name of Chanukah, those two children of the mashal. But the Emet's name, now that the Rav Meir was Nifter, when we say Elakad the Meir Aneini, we're allowed to have in mind Elakad the Meir Aneini, the Elakad of Rav Meir. The Marsha was Machrich, Rav Meir Alein at the Nishkeme. Rav Meir, when he said it, Avada meant something else. Elakosh, Rav Meir, Toilo. Of Rav Meir, Zodan, that's Avada, we could have in mind Elakosh, Rav Meir. Elakosh, Rav Meir, I mean. That's what I think Toilo has in mind. Over Rav Meir Alein at the Nishkeme. Little Chorus is the Pshat in the Marsha. The Eibush is Mizgal to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he tells him Eya Asher Eya, and it says it three times in the Pasuk. It's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Baal HaTurim over here says that this shame of Eya is Gematria 21. And it says it three times, it's connected to three Ovis. And he says, it's interesting, the three Ovis is Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Rosh HaTevis of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov is 21. Yaakov is a Yud, Yitzchak is a Yud, and Avram is an Aleph. The Shame, A, is 21, and the Rosh HaTevis of the Ovis is 21. Also, the first of the three of the Yud Gimel Midos, Hashem, Kael, is a Yud, and an Aleph. It also was 21. The beginning of the Yud Gimel Midos. Also, Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Sefer Bereishis starts with a Beis. Sefer Shmoyis Vayikra Midbar starts with a Vav. And Dvarim starts with an Aleph. The Gematria of the Rosh HaTevis of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah is 21. He says it in the pasuk three times, because Once is 21. Twice is 42. That's the Shem Mem Beis. The Shem Mem Beis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Three times is already 63. Zokta Baal HaTurim, what's 63? 63 is that the Shvatim have 50 letters in the names of all the Shvatim is 50 letters, plus another 13 letters of the Ovis. The letters of the name of the Ovis is another 13. It's altogether is 63. And so I read in our room, they're Shem. Weiter, sagt man der Parsha. Steht da, sagt später, Moshe Rabbeinu was going back, bei hi ba derach ba molen ba yis kshei u Hashem ba yevakesh hamisoy. Came a Kodesh Baruch Hu or a Malach or something that coming to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mishnah in the Dorim. The Gemara brings the Brayta there, that's in the Sugi in the Dorim, that's Lamed Aleph. Rabbi Shua ben Karach Oymer, Gedoy lo Milo, the Mitzvah of Milo. Shekol Zchuyah Sha'asa Moshe Rabbeinu, loy omnu loy kishin Esrashel min HaMilo. When he was Nisrashel from the Milo, right away he had a lot of Zchuyah Moshe Rabbeinu, but when he was Nisrashel from the Milo, right away Vayishayu Hashem Vayivakish HaMisa. Omer Rabbi Yoisi, the Gemara continues, Chas V'Sholim, Zok Rabbi Yoisi, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisrashel from the Milo. El Lekach Omer Moshe Rabbeinu made a cheshbon, what should I do? Omu V'Eisei, if I'm going to mal him and then go on the Derech, it's going to be a sakana for the kid. Omo ve'eshe, I'll be malim and wait a few days. The Abraham told me to go to Mitzrayim. Let's say, David Seymour. So why was he nenesh? Taka, he had an Ezach Hezben. The nation is asik b'molim t'chila. Shem ha'vahib ha'derach b'molim. What is this asik b'molim t'chila? I saw once a shot. I mean, he was oisik in the Suda of the Bris Mila. That was really too much. He made a gun to Suda. That already should have been he was pressed for time. He shouldn't have done. The Gemara brings another man to Yom. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oymer. Loy l'moyshe Rabbeinu bikesh satan laharoi. Or bikesh malach laharoi. Shalom the Gersa. That this malach, or the satan, whoever was coming to eat him up, it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu. It was to the Tinam. Rav Shimon Gamliel to the Shita. It wasn't coming to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. It was coming to kill the Tinam. No, again, Hashem was coming to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that it's coming to kill the Tinam. Is that it? Rabbi Shua ben Karach Lundu was coming to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. Frektimar Shoh, up north, in the Dorim. What is Moshe Rabbeinu Mechuyiz Misa? Naniach, Taki, he was Nichshal in not being Mal, whatever his cousin was. Not a Chiyiz Misa. Dr. Marsha, two Terutzim. One Terut says, Im Sviv of Nisar Ramoi, the Eivishter is very Medakte Kechut HaSaira on his Mekurov, in Gemara and Sukkah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medakte Kechut HaSaira. And Moshe Rabbeinu, a Chiyiz Misa, Filo Chazal. Oid Yesh Lemer, Dr. Marsha, I think it's the Groyt Echidish and it's a big Vart. He says, O Ben Noyach is Chayiz Misa on every Azhar. By Ben Noyach there's no chilek, but this is mamash a shtickle Torah. Yes, a Ben Noyach is chayiv misa on the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noyach. We're not discussing the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noyach. We're discussing the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is doing the tzibur of Mila, which the Bnei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov did the din of Mila even before Matan Torah. On that din of Mila, the question is who says the chayiv misa? Zok Tamar Shoh, V'Bal on Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noyach. Or Ben Noyach, mamash prashas drachem dik on a double oifer. V'Bal Bnei Noyach, or chayiv misa on the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noyach. And Moshe Rabbeinu was mechuyev in Milo, nish ben noyatik. Ben Yisraelik. Oh, but he has a chiyev misa for not doing Milo. Looks like it's a great chiddush. But there's another shaila also. Hagib ha'atmacha, Moshe Rabbeinu was on the way to save Gan Klal Yisrael. This is the Yeshua. Al atzol of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Al yidei Moshe Avdoi. Moshe Shlicha Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the chesed Moshe Rabbeinu was chayev misa because not doing Milo on his son. Al bevotem et Klal Yisrael. Who is the chesed ben Shemayim though? Vayis Tachoy said, if there's an oral here, and this is not the way the Tzura of the Gula is supposed to be, out of the Rav. It's not supposed to be out of the Meidach Gitzu, we said, Rav Shimon and Gamliel argues, and he says that the Malach, or the Satan, whoever was coming here, wanted to kill the Tinoik. First of all, why Taka? Moshe Rabbeinu, we said, there was an Einish. But Rav Shimon and Gamliel, that is coming to kill the Tinoik, wasn't the Tinoik Shulvik? So either it's an Einish on Moshe Rabbeinu, that his child should die, or it's that, like I said before the part, the Geula is we're going to make the Geula of Klai Yisrael. We're not going to go the Geula with Arelim. Arelim, oh, it can't be Arelim. So we're not having a Masalik. Now there's a Shtikel Ha'ara. We know the whole story. The Gemara by the Zohar Darsh has a whole Hamdarai about this. Vatikach Miriam, right? Vatikach is all this. But Miriam, not Miriam. Tzipora did the Bris Mila, and the Gemara by the Zohar Daf Chav Zayin has a whole Hamdarai. How could she do it? Is it Isha not Machoyev Mila? She Yemachoyev Mila. Now, Bishlema, if the Satan came to eat Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe Rabbeinu was totally not meshugal to do the Mila. So instead, Tzipora does the Mila. And Amol, we spoke out that the Taka Makaris is that a mother is mechuyev in the Mila of her son when the father's not there. There's a diak of a Rashi in Yevamos. Rashi makes an akin position. How you others ve'imoy chavushim beveis asur. Same as raised the Or Zeruah. Others ve'imoy chavushim beveis asur. It's meduyik that if only others would be chavush beveis asur, then imoy would be mechuyev. And here Moshe Rabbeinu was chavush beveis asur. The sultan came in. Took him away. So he's Oviv Chavish of Eis Asurim. And there's a dik. Oviv the Imai Chavish of Eis Asurim because the Imai is Taka Masuri. That's called man if you learn that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was attacked. But if it's the Tinoik, so why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu the Moil? So there's a riot. Rabbeinu Chanana learns that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't the Bechal. Moshe Rabbeinu sent Tzipora and her son away and he's going to Mitzrayim. And this entire story is happening. Moshe Rabbeinu is not even there. And besides, Tzipora alone, she's the one that's doing the meal. Now the pasuk says that she talked about Tichrois and Olas Benah, and then it says she threw it Batagel Raglov. Batichrois and Olas Benah Batagel Raglov. You were shouting me over there in the door and bring the machlokes. What does it mean Batagel Raglov? One shot is Batagel with the three shotim. Batagel Raglov. Who's Raglov? There's three shotim there. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Tinoik, or the Malach. And the Mepharshim figure, let me just speak it out. Either it's Batagel Raglov, she threw it to Moshe Rabbeinu's feet. And it says, Heilach Gozi Choybach. So there's a Machloik of Saint Moshe and Kabbalah. Either it means she threw it and says, your Choyb is over, meaning this that you want, you have an Oinish. You were being managed because you didn't do the Bris Milah. Your Choyb, your Oinish is over. I was Mal, your son. Or no, it's Heilach Gozi Choybach. Finish the Bris Milah. Because the Gemara by the service that Tzipora really couldn't do the Milah. So she was throwing Moshe Rabbeinu. She started it, but she didn't fear it out. And it's Heilach Gozi Choybach. Be Makayim, your Choybach. Go do the Bris Milah. So it's either Heilach Gozi Choybach, your Oinish is over, or go fear out your Choybach. If, like the other Pshat, the Gemara, Yerushalmi continues, if she threw it to the Malach, and she said, Heilach Ovech Lichuscha. The third Pshat of the Yerushalmi is that it's Vatagel Raglov of the Tinoik. And the machloek is Pnei Moshe and Karbon Eda. What does it mean, Raglov? It means the Mokam Hamila, and she was Batagel Raglov. She made Bris Mila. What's Batagel Raglov? And Roy Mihiras, the Karbon Eda says, she had to cut the regal also. But that's the three ways how to learn in the Batagel Raglov. Well, just for Roy, Paray over here at the end, he gives a Geferlach Gzeira of Loitzoy Sivan Losei Tevin La'om. Heim Yelchu, the Kaisheshula Hem Tevin. Fred of Yitzchak Nivalojin. Machaira Pari wants, we spoke about this in the beginning, Pari wants his buildings built over here. In the beginning he wanted to bring them into the work field. He'd have extra workers. So what machter as a cheshbon like they see from the race, Lossi's Tevin. What is he gaining? Business tachlis, he should give them the raw materials. He wants to have his buildings built. Dr. Bitzalam Nivalojin, that Bechlau wasn't Pari's cheshbon. Medavisan Alamol, the parish of Bechol Bevedor, what the cheshbon is. The cheshbon was that the Yidden should fight with each other. They're going to even... He's not going to be actus because he's not even going to give them tevin. So everyone's going to be in lekoshes lahem la tevin, and there's going to be riv umadoin and meriva between the years. And that's what he was looking. He's not looking that there should be his buildings and the work should get done. He's looking the ikker of the shter and the actus and klai Yisrael. This is a limer, but that's the parish. He's looking the shtan and shtar kegan a parish.